AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Sworn in at midday, President Trump's been signing executive orders in an arena packed with his supporters.
Why don't you say what I'm signing?
Sure. The first item that President Trump is signing is the rescission of 78 Biden-era executive actions, executive orders, presidential memoranda, and others.
Others included a federal hiring freeze and a mandate that federal workers return to their offices 5 days a week.
Most of those bureaucrats are being fired. They're gone.
Trump also reversed an executive order issued by President Biden to take Cuba off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Action in the Senate, too, confirming Marco Rubio as Secretary of State and passing a bill that would require federal authorities to detain migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. Meantime, Karen Chalmers reports Trump's immigration plans have drawn strong comments from Pope Francis.
Francis said Trump's plans to impose mass deportations of immigrants would be what he called a disgrace. History's first Latin American pope was asked about the Trump administration pledges of deportations during an appearance on Sunday night on a popular Italian talk show, Che Tempo Che Fa. He says mass deportations are not the way to resolve the immigration problem. It's not the first time that Francis has weighed in on Trump's immigration policy. During his first campaign for the presidency in 2016, Francis was asked about Trump's plans to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He famously said, "Anyone who builds a wall to keep out migrants is not Christian." I'm Karen Chemas.
In his inaugural address, Trump also spoke of sending astronauts to Mars. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk had this reaction later.
"Can you imagine how awesome it will be to have American astronauts plant the flag on another planet for the first time?"
This is AP News. Arctic air is again dropping all the way to the deep south, ahead of a storm expected to bring heavy snow and ice. Julie Walker's been talking with the National Weather Service about it.
Frigid temperatures engulfing Texas and other parts of the south all the way down to the Florida panhandle.
So we are looking for a significant winter storm, potentially a historic winter storm for portions of these areas.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Wouldn't necessarily be the most they've seen, but it would be. It's a very rare event to see totals like that.
Meanwhile, people in the northern plains to Maine are experiencing bitterly cold weather as an Arctic air mass caused temperatures to plunge well below normal values.
The cold air is spreading across much of the country, pretty much anywhere from the Rockies and points eastward, seeing the well below normal temperatures. And it's going to continue for the next couple days.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.